on the players' bench, get the extra attacker out there, and Malcolm Gould finds a way.
Down to a minute 13 left to go. Huskies need one to tie here late in the game. It goes back to Hanna. Hanna's got room. Oh, he gives it over for Patan, who was covered well, but Hanna gets back in time. And now Hanna with the empty net in front of him, or behind him, up for Hanna, and that popped off his stick. Belted in. Here's Lucchini. Shoots. Save. Rebound. Lucchini wrapped around, and he tries to shoot again.
Yeah, we almost could have just stayed. I could have stayed home and just played back the day before game, because it was almost identical situation. Malcolm Gould finds it, though. Jake Lucchini, I thought, had a great wraparound opportunity there, and he almost stuffed that in.
No, he did. And like I said, a couple keys there was, when it came out of the zone, we did a real nice job of regrouping and attacking again with speed. And Jake Lucchini showed some poise and patience on that wraparound, and I thought he had a very good weekend for us. And then, Malcolm Gould, who, had a little bit of an off night, scores a huge goal for us. And that's what goal scorers do. When they're presented the opportunity to finish in a timely situation like it was, he did. And just a great comeback. And like I said, I thought we were all over him once he scored that third goal. I mean, we put a lot of pressure on them. And they even iced the puck there for us to get our time out and pull the goalie and get organized, and I thought our guys did a tremendous job.
42-24, the final shots on goal, 6-2 in favor of the Huskies in the extra period. They lose the shootout, which is just a formality of Big Ten hockey. It doesn't mean anything, and they get a win and a tie on the road, and it was just a lot of fun. I think everybody down there for watching Michigan Tech had an absolute blast watching that game. Yeah, you'd like to see less goals against you, but certainly from a fan's point of view, I think it was just a very entertaining weekend of hockey.
Well, I really thought it was. I mean, you just try to put yourself in a fan's perspective, and just the way the games played out, there were lead changes, coming back from two-goal deficits both nights, extra hockey. Dirk, you didn't even have to pay for that extra hockey both nights, so an extra 9 minutes of hockey both nights. But just overall, obviously as a coach, you're always looking at the areas you need to improve on. But from a fan's perspective, I don't know if you could have got two more exciting games than they were. And again, we had just a tremendous turnout all weekend. And I really want to thank our fans and all the fans from Lower Michigan who came on over. And, Saturday was not a good day to try to get to the rink, but they came in droves. And again, on Sunday, we had a number of Tech alumni and fans and family show up and watch, like I said, two real good games, and makes a difference. I mean, I think Tech's always been traveled well, especially at Lower Michigan, and we enjoy playing down there. So our fans can have the opportunity to see us play.
All right, Coach, we're going to let you step out for a little while here. We're going to get Tyler Hayden in on right after the break, and then we'll get you back for a bunch of questions that are coming in on the email. Again, the email address is dj@themix93.com. Tyler Hayden in, who had a big weekend down in East Lansing, joins us right after this on the Mel Pearson Show.
Nothing beats the fresh taste of Budweiser Draft. It's more than just love at first pint. It's five generations of brewing expertise. It's the best way to enjoy the quintessential American lager. From the brewery to the bar, from the keg to your glass, it's the smooth taste you expect and the quality our brewmasters demand. Brewed the hard way by real people with real passion for an unmistakable crisp finish every time. No shortcuts, no imperfections, no barrel left behind. This is Budweiser, the way it's meant to be enjoyed. So don't just settle for whatever's on tap. Make it the fresh taste of America.
93.5 WKMJ, hits of the 80s, 90s, and today.
Beechwood aged Budweiser Draft. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a wealth advisor, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you pursue your financial goals. Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts is located on West End 26, just south of Houghton, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Hi, I'm Jeff Mickish of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired, and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, we can help put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, the Turvo Agency offers more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Jeff Mickish, or agents Bob Franti or Teresa Stahoviak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ, and we are joined by Tyler Hannon, who had three goals on the weekend. Tyler, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Well, congratulations on a big weekend. That was a lot of fun, I know, for you and the team. Fun to play at that building. Did you like the atmosphere, even though it was, well, not huge crowds here tonight?
Yeah. I mean, it was a fun atmosphere for us. As you know, we had a lot of Tech fans down there, so you know, almost a home game for us.
How many tickets did you have to get for your family, Tyler?
I actually just got tickets for my dad. There was too many people down there that I knew, so I didn't want to give someone tickets and make someone feel bad.
Well, talk about, first of all, we just broke down both games, as you know, but give us your overall thoughts on the overtime win. You get the game winner. You had one earlier there. You had two other assists in that game. You were really kind of all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of credit goes to my line mates, Joel and CJ Ike. They had a great weekend, and they opened a lot of things up. On the first goal, you know, they opened the lane up to the net, and on the second goal, there a huge draw by Joel and Iker getting a little subtle pick there and giving me some room to get to the net.
You know, you almost tackled one of the linesmen or the referee there after that game-winning goal. Do you remember that?
Not really. It was kind of just a pile down in that corner there. So,
oh, for those who didn't see the video, Tyler scores and he goes, you know, in your usual go up and smash against the boards and the glass there to celebrate it. And well, the poor referee had not gotten out of the way yet. I didn't notice it from our angle, but then when I saw the reverse angle from behind the net there, I could see that his head was almost pinned up there, and I thought he was going to give you a contact to the head call at first.
Yeah. But. Exactly. Yeah. No, I didn't notice that. I'll have to check on the video.
Well, the guy that wanted to give you the biggest hug after that game was Jamie Phillips. He came down there and you know, bear hugged you there. It was pretty happy. Obviously, he didn't have his best game. He has bailed you guys out many times throughout his career. He's done such a great job, and I think he was pretty happy that you know, you were able to get that game winner in a game that, you know, he felt he didn't have his best game.
Yeah, you know, Jamie gives us a chance every single night he plays, and whether or not that game he had his best game or not, it's really nice for us to, you know, bail him out once in a while because he does so much for our team.
Well, Tyler, you're really catching fire here right now with the three goals on the weekend. I think you have seven now, and just talk really quickly about your game and why do you think things are really starting to click for you?
I thought this weekend our line just clicked. We actually weren't supposed to play together on Friday night. There was a couple of different lines that we had set up. Due to a power play and a change, we got thrown together, and right off the bat, we just clicked. We worked well together. CJ and Joel, you know, had great weekends themselves, and you know, I thought that was the biggest thing, that we found that rhythm right away.
Do you as a player ever think in your mind, and I'm sure you do, it's kind of a rhetorical question, but, you know, without, you know, you don't want to overstep your bounds sometimes with the coach, because the coach is obviously no more, but do you think, man, I bet you if I was playing with those two guys right now, we'd have something going. Does that ever come up in your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, obviously, you trust the coaches and who they put you with, that's the best for the team. But sometimes, you know, you play with guys in practice on a drill, and you're like, oh, man, that could work. So I know me and Joel and CJ have great chemistry together. And, you know, we're hoping that we can keep that going if we stay together.
All right, I know you got a long flight to get to later on this afternoon, Tyler. You're off of school this week. You have the Saturday-Sunday series at Michigan State in the books now, and now you take the long trip up to Fairbanks for a long week up in Alaska. Do you like this trip? Do you look forward to something like this when you're on the road for this long?
Yeah, you know, it's nice to get away and just get on the road with